Army of dummies. Unite.
10 hut.
Well, 6 hut.
Yeah.
You know?
We're not quite to 10.
If I'm being honest, 5 hut.
That's good, though.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's average.
They don't tell you.
It's a high end. That's the high end of average.
Dude, they don't tell you that in school, man.
They don't. They make you think you got a, you know.
Vaini weenie.
Oh, yeah. 3 to 5. That's their average.
3?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to Google that later.
Do it. Everybody Google it. You'll find out.
Dude, I hope so.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, though?
Hot dogs?
Okay. All right. Yeah. It really depends on the bun.
True. It's really true.
Mm.
You got a shallow bun? You don't need a big dog to go in.
You don't, man.
You know?
You don't need a ballpark in that thing.
Yeah.
No.
You can't put a foot long in a regular bun, dude.
Mm-mm. No.
In an average bun?
Mm-mm. No.
No.
But you can, though.
You can stuff it in there.
Oh, you can. Yeah. You
fold it in half. And fold it in half and just ram it in the bun.
Okay. You know what? You told us not to cuss.
I was trying.
And we didn't.
We haven't cussed yet.
We didn't.
We have not cussed yet.
But.
It's coming.
It was a little disgusting.
It's hey, borderline is not over the line.
You are correct on that.
Yeah.
I did Google that.
Yep.
Okay.
So anybody that watched the last couple or listened, we had some audio issues. I'm really hoping that this one's a lot better.
Yeah, we're trying to even them out a little bit.
Yeah, we don't have a producer, so we're just winging this.
And I mumble like it's just going out of style.
Dude. We talk over each other a lot.
I'm trying to enunciate.
Yeah, let's enunciate. Let's try to not over talk each other.
Nah, that's the best part, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
That's the most.
It's all talking over.
It's the most words per minute of any show ever. I think I saw really? That. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I used to make fun of my entire family that watched, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
And I was always like, they don't shut up. They never shut up in that show.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
But then I saw that one of our favorite shows is the top show that they don't stop talking the entire thing. It's just rapid fire. The difference is Sonny's funny as hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that other show is stupid.
Because it's got women.
Yeah.
Girl problems.
More women.
Periods and stuff.
Right. So gross.
Whatever they talk about. I don't know.
It was a horrible show.
It was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I watched it all the way through. The ending was just, cry, but, okay. Anyway,
never seen it. Anyway, welcome back to the show, guys.
I'm excited this week, dude.
You know, we're back. I'm Kevin Wire, your host.
Yep. I'm Matt Saunders, the co-host junior.
Yes, sir.
That's getting there, dude.
You're close. You're getting close, homie.
I'm a JR, baby.
That's right. You get that.
I'm a good old JR.
Good old JR behind you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No, no.
He's got balls palsy.
Balls palsy.
Yeah. That's one. I think you have that.
I think I do have that.
Everybody has that.
Yeah, you have one of your balls.
Until the other one drops. Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, one goes numb and hangs lower than the other.
Yeah, you can't feel half of your sack.
Makes you hump with a lisp.
Dude, I have done that. Okay, this week on the episode.
Okay, what do we got this week?
I got to look at the board. Where's the camera?
Well, we got Hunt. We got $100.
Where's my camera? Okay, it's
the only one that's ever been.
All right, we got foxes. This is yours. Awkward at Fruth.
Yep, which is a pharmacy for those that don't know.
And we have a story about redemption.
Ooh, a redemption story on the randomness podcast.
Yeah, that never happens. Usually when we lose it.
There's no redeeming.
It's gone.
There's no redeeming.
Forever.
Yeah.
Really.
And then obviously we have a $100 idea, which we only have.
We got one left.
One left in there.
And we got Rojas has been smoking them up, I think.
Yeah. So we got to come up with some more of those.
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the scientists are anxiously waiting.
They just been hard at work.
Yeah. The Randoms Labs is actually really clean right now because, you know, that's just all they're doing is standing around cleaning.
Yeah. They're just clean. They're like, are you guys going to get an idea we can actually use?
Yeah. And I said, if you got time to clean,
damn, that's a boss move. Literally.
I had a manager tell me that one time, and I was like, I'm not even leaning, dude.
I used to be, I guess, kind of like a boss.
Right.
Like team leader.
Right. Kind of thing. Yeah.
And I would tell my guys, hey, if you got time to lean, you got time to talk. And I would just walk away.
Yeah. It's confusing to them.
Yeah. Because then they think, like, is he serious?
Yeah. Well, you do that.
They get a little nervous.
It's a little reverse psychology. And you think they're like, you know what? We should probably clean.
We should probably clean.
Yeah. Because there's no way he would do that.
No.
Yeah. He's watching.
Yeah. He's definitely.
Yeah. Throw me that last one.
And then I would fire everybody.
Right.
That just leaned.
Yeah.
Mm.
You should. And then you rehired all big booby with.
Yeah, so why don't they just call them big booby bitches? You know, they got big booty bitches.
Right. Where's the big booby bitches?
Where the big booby bitches at?
Yeah, why is that?
Booby, 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 rock.
How's that? I mean, why is the butt like that big of a thing? Like,
I found you, Miss New Booby. I mean, it's a Bubba Sparks.
I mean, I guess like you have your. Yeah, I don't know. Butts are great to look at.
Butts are fantastic.
But like, which would you rather play with?
Butts.
Really?
All butts all day.
You motorbutt a butt?
Yeah, motorbutt it.
You motorbutt it?
Yeah, I do a motorbutt.
More than a good set of hooters.
Dude, this ain't even a contest.
All right.
This ain't even a contest. But it'd be cool if it was like, you make your boobies clap.
Oh, there's some definite clappers out there. Look at the
booby twerking.
I'm calling them clappers from now on.
The booby twerking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's some women that got that, you know, pectoral. Yeah, see, there's the ones that do the tap.
Oh, yeah. That you can get them going.
Yeah. Right? A little propeller action.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah. You get the double helicopter going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those military.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those fucking Apaches. Yeah.
You know, all we got's that single.
A single engine
Cessna. I don't know what it is. All right, we need to get into something. You guys, we appreciate everything. Make sure that if you're new here that you are joining the Army of Dummies, subscribing to the podcast, clicking the bell,
flicking
the bean, ringing the dong, whatever it is. I don't know how to say it.
Who knows?
But you can do it. That's all I know. This episode of the Randomness Podcast is brought to you by Everyday Dose. Coffee just got an upgrade. Stop just relying on caffeine to boost your mood and get you through the day. Mushrooms are where it's at, and you can get them at everydaydose.com, and you can drink them just like a coffee. Save 15% off your first order with promo code RANDOM15. Now let's get back to the show.
So let's get into.
I hit the button.
That's okay. You build it up, and yeah, then, okay.
Yeah. Try it again.
Hey, it's America's favorite podcast segment.
$100 idea.
Where we come up with a new product or service that we feel will change the world and make up to $100 profit.
That's right, $100 profit. From the craziest ideas that Rojas the Boss can throw out.
Rojas the Boss. Rojas the Boss.
We do a product or service that we feel is going to change the world, and we pitch it and catch it.
This hardly ever happens, dude.
I know.
I'm passing it over. I had some idea.
The last one.
Yep. I swear he's been smoking them up, dude. You well, filled it up.
Through them, and we've been lazy not putting
them
in there.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
I will read this. I've not seen this before. He barely remembers it
about it because it was months ago.
He's going to tell us what it is, and it is a VR blanket or ver blanket.
A ver blanket.
It's a ver blanket.
Yeah, I know it. Ver blanket.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually do remember this one. So,
okay, I'm interested because VR is like a big thing.
Yeah. So I was thinking. You're laying on the couch, you know.
Okay, I do often.
Mm-hmm. Watching a movie or something.
Okay, probably TV show, but that's
TV right. show. Yeah, TV show, a series you like.
Oh, absolutely, like Vikings that you never finished.
Digging. I'm still halfway through it.
Okay,
I still have, there's 97 episodes.
Well, it's all right. I'm just waiting for you to talk about it.
No big deal. He's not bitter.
Not bitter at all.
So you're laying on
just
the couch.
Saying the best episodes are coming up.
Mm-hmm. You keep telling me.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
But you're laying on the couch.
Right.
And you're a little chilly.
Okay.
Yeah. You grab your blanket. You're laying there under your little snuggie. Get a throw.
Yeah. You know, get an Afghan.
But what if?
Okay.
You're watching your show, right?
Yeah.
Vikings.
Yeah, I'm into it.
And it's the scene where Bjorn is beating the shit out of a bear.
One of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
Which was pretty fucking cool. But it's cold out.
Yeah, getting chilly.
It's getting chilly.
I was getting a little warm during that that scene, but that's all right.
Guess what your blankie's doing?
Mm-hmm.
Chilling you down. Getting you cold.
Oh,
because it's cold on the screen.
I got you. Right? I got you.
Yeah. And then it's like the bear's like,
yeah, like a bear does.
It was played by Sylvester Stallone.
It was.
No,
that was Arnold.
Okay.
That's an Arnold bear.
that was good old JR.
That was, yeah. That was retarded. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Smacked by a bear. It does like the. Like the controller vibration.
Yeah. It was like a haptic response.
Just boom.
Where it, like, you feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you bleed a little. I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
And maybe it's part of it.
Maybe. You know, who knows?
That's the upgrade.
Well, yeah, you're in the desert and it's hot as shit. You know, it's like a song.
Turns into a heating blanket.
Somebody's like, whoa, pop, 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 pop. And you get the ding, ding, ding.
Oh, you
ding,
feel
ding,
it.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. You feel it.
Ding, 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 ding. Damn. It got you in the
but that's I think that's better for a video game, though.
Could be, too, though.
Yeah, for the movie, you get the sense, you know, it's cold, you get the cold, it's hot, you get the hot. But the haptic, like, you know, oh, well, even in a movie, like, they're on a boat that's like, you know, when it's like a storm, it makes you like, whoa, man, where is
it? Maybe it sprays water in your face, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have to load it up with water and...
Well, yeah, you got a
and
lot
blood
of
blood packs.
Yeah, there's a lot of maintenance in that. You know,
there's a lot of maintenance. There's blood packs.
You
gotta
keep it charged for the shock value. Mm-hmm. And
there's we'll just put M80s in there.
Right,
you
right.
Know, that you have to light.
Yeah,
it's a little. The movie will pause for a second.
Yeah, it'll give you instructions like light fuse number 2.
Yeah, at 5 minutes and 37 seconds.
Yeah,
and you're into like, the, and you're like, got this.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Then it blows your belly button off.
Oh, it's gonna. Yeah.
Because the MMA is pretty strong.
Because, you know.
I've seen him blow the toilet up.
This is a randomness podcast.
Yeah. There's a definite disclaimer that this may kill you. You know?
It's pretty much like Acme.
But it's your choice of which movie you watch.
Yeah.
You know?
You could all.
If you're watching The Notebook,
it's
going to get warm and fuzzy.
And wet, though. They
a
have
little
the
bit
scene
wet.
Where they.
Yeah, it's going to be a little wet. Yeah. But, like, you're watching, like, Terminator or, like, Halloween.
Dude. You watching a porno though, dude?
Yeah,
just dildos and
oh, there's just there's lubes,
ging ging, boom 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 boom.
All that
you know that last part, dude.
You
know all about that last part.
It's my favorite scene.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Sperminator 2.
Terminate her too. Which is her butthole.
It's Terminator. It's her too.
Terminate her too. Shoot.
I like it.
Yep. He's destroying that butthole. Anyway. For video games, the excellent.
Oh, yeah. Your first person shooters. That. And I think
because it keeps you warm and cozy on the couch.
Yeah.
While you're still getting the rumble in
right,
the jungle.
But then
you know?
Still also you get bit by a zombie and you feel it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh yeah, it bites you.
Oh yeah.
There's teeth. We have real human teeth in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of old dentures.
Hooked up to
electronics.
Because when a person dies, what do they do with the dentures?
Yeah, nobody wants the family doesn't want them.
No.
Donate them to a good cause, dude.
You can't really burn them. They don't. Like if you're getting cremated or something,
yeah, I think
like they stay there.
Yeah,
they just don't burn.
Yeah, it's just a pile of ashes and some teeth.
Mm-hmm. They're indestructible. So yeah, we'll put those in there. You have to wind them.
Yeah,
you know, they're like the joke teeth.
Yeah, they're old, but you know the next iteration of the blanket
will be good.
They might be solar. You know,
you have to have a skylight in your house.
Well,
or watch a movie.
No, you
outside.
Leave it outside during the day, and when you come in for a night, you're all. You know, teethed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I like this. Or like you're watching like boxing movie or something like Rocky. Or some shit, and you're just getting body shot.
Oh yeah, the body shots.
You're gonna have to go to the hospital afterwards because
But you're looking.
Rocky gets the shit beat out of him.
Here's the thing, though.
He gets the shit beat out of him, dude.
You're looking for an experience.
Yeah. You're tired of just the same old boring movie.
Sitting there watching it.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
You ain't falling asleep while fucking.
Oh, no.
Apollo Creed is.
Yeah. When the corner of your blanket uppercuts you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's a boxing glove. Okay.
Taking that in the face.
Okay.
Taking a couple bod shots, and you'd be like.
Really, in the disclaimer, it says, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, it's what
product
it says.
Tagline. Yeah. VR blanket.
Yep.
If
they die, they die.
They die.
I mean, that's just part of it.
But I think that's a, you know, that's something that's popular, like in tourist attractions, you go and you get like a 8D experience.
Oh, yeah, you know? Where you're in there and like the pigeon or the seagull flies over and you get pooped on.
You get pooped on and you get this and that. And you're like, okay. A blanket that has all that stuff. The smells and the feels.
Oh, the smells. I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah. It's got,
it's got a little. Like, God help you if you watch The Clumps.
Oh.
Was that the movie?
Yeah.
What was the Eddie Murphy movie? Yeah, where they sit around the table and they're just farting all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, you know, back to porn, but
porn
smells. That's something that you don't think about.
Dude, and they don't talk about.
Yeah, there's not a lot. You know, you get, and it's got, you know, surround sound.
Mm.
So you get a lot of.
You get a lot of in and out.
Yeah, you get a lot of the noises that they kind of.
Yeah, they muffle or they edit out.
Or they add in the boom.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the overdub.
Yeah. That's just put in later.
Yeah, it's not even.
That's a sound guy doing that. It's even a girl.
No. You can tell for sure. You can tell for sure. Yeah. Give it to me,
daddy.
And it's like, okay.
You want to watch something hilarious, watch porn bloopers. That's the funniest things you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah. It's
just chicks farting and camera guys getting spooged on.
So it's like, you know, oh my God. You know, it's like, how long is this going to last? And, you know,
not very long.
You know, they edit really well. They make it seem like.
Dude, they would have to with me. It'd just be the same three pumps from 19 different angles.
This side, under here, up here, her face, your face.
Oh, daddy.
That's it. I know your porno's name.
Whoa, hey. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's called Matt Saunders. 2 pound dick.
Yep. Pound.
Done.
I'm out.
Credits.
Roll credits. Dude, that's a sweet thing to say right after you're done.
Dude.
Roll credits.
Yeah. Or you just mic drop your dick.
And it falls off. I'll be with that girl.
Sorry.
What if you could just be like, I'd like to thank the Academy. I know that performance was.
Was amazing.
What amazing.
Yeah. She starts playing you off like music. It's like, next.
Yeah, you're like backing out.
And like, oh, shit. What?
Whatever. So I don't know how we got on that. Anyway.
But VR blanket.
VR blankets. Yes.
I think it's got a good, anything. You can plug that in your USB port of your Xbox.
Man.
You know, that's where you get all the feedback from.
Mm-hmm. Go to town, bro.
That way every game is a little bit different. Everything's good. And that thing has got to be machine washable, right?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a lot.
Sweat
and blood and semen all is definitely and poop blood, and a little bit of
gunpowder.
Yes, snot and like, you know, whatever.
Everything, man. It has to have everything because it doesn't, like, it doesn't know what you're going to watch or play.
Yeah, it's got to have every scenario available.
Dude, there's a fucking, there's a crow in it.
Obviously. I watch The Crow at least once a year. So
you do, man. You fucking do. It's
a great movie.
That's a good way to die, though, because there's also some blanks in there, but there's one.
There's one.
There's actually one that might.
There's that surprise in there.
Yep.
You know. Mm-hmm.
There's that Russian roulette in there.
brought that down.
It really did, man.
Anyway, really did. That's another idea for this week. Next week, we hope we have more.
We hope. So we'll come up. Rojas will smoke one out of
there. Yeah, when we've asked before, but if you guys have a $100 idea, you know what you can do? You can call the show.
That'd be great.
And leave a message with a $100 idea.
We would appreciate it.
It's 304-853-DUMB, and that's 853-3862 if you're not watching the show, you're just listening.
Which, why would you?
But you should be watching because you're missing out on all this crotch.
Ladies. Lady fans.
Ladies and gentlemen. If you don't want to do that, you can do one of those things. It's an email. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No, none
of our like fans ever heard of it.
Oh, they can't. No, they can't use it, dude.
I don't understand.
They're
I
mean, dummies, man. They can't.
You can send all kinds of stuff to it.
Dick pics.
Words, pictures, noises. You can do whatever you want.
If we get a dick pic, we'll show it.
I'll put it up there. I don't care.
We'll blur it out. We'll have to.
Well, I mean, part of it.
Yeah, man.
How much of it you're allowed to show?
Dude. You just can't show the head. The base of a wiener is not really that provocative.
What if you show the head, but you blur the hole out?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or you blur you just blur the rim out.
Mm-hmm. Or you could superimpose, like, your face on it.
What if I put googly eyes on it?
Dude, then it's just hilarious.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll put, like, a little sweater on it. And a wig and make it look like a Jeff Dunham puppet.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That'd be sweet. If I was a ventriloquist, that's exactly what I'd be doing.
Penis work?
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Wow. Look at me.
Look at me. I'm a pee.
You'd have to, though, right? You'd have to make it talk.
A penis?
If you're a ventriloquist, you'd have to.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like yours.
Or anybody else's. If you could throw your voice.
Let me out. You're at the urinal.
Let me out. Yeah.
You're at the urinal peeing.
Yeah. And you're just like, you're looking at the
gargling.
You're just like,
doing the gargling.
You make it come from the guy next to you and he just says, look at me.
Look at me. I'm a pee.
I'm penis. I'm peeing in the.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Let's stop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's stop doing that and let's move on to our first.
I want to tell you about this.
I can't wait.
Redemption story.
I know. It says redemption and I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm. So you remember the awkward hug?
Yeah.
That I had?
I do remember. And
that I had?
I feel some type of way about
it. Yeah. So this story starts out sad.
Oh, no.
It's kind of like every Disney movie ever.
Oh, okay.
Where the parents get murdered.
Yeah. Like something vile happens.
By a stampede.
You know, Lion or King. A hunter.
Bambi.
Bambi.
But the hug was awful. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and watch
it. Yeah, go back and watch this is awkward episode.
You sons of bitches. Yeah. So. This starts out sad. So the hug was horribly awkward.
Right.
And then
made worse by another guy that saw it.
Mm-hmm. So earlier this week, I got a downgrade, bro.
Oh, no.
A hefty downgrade.
Oh, no. You're no longer invited to the cookout?
I got a fist bump.
Oh, shit. Now, for those that don't know, it's cool to get a fist bump from another white guy.
From a white dude.
This is not a white guy.
He's the black fella.
This is a black fella.
Yeah. And he downgraded me hard, man.
Yeah.
So for 3 days in a row.
Oh, you got fisted 3 days in a row?
I just got fisted.
Why black dude?
Mm, yeah. Oh, I would walk by and he would go fist me, dude.
Oh, no. Please don't say it like that. Add the bump.
Hey, bump me, dude.
Yeah, just say bump me.
Don't, hey, fist me.
Hey, man. Fist me.
Hand job?
Yeah. We call a handshake a hand job.
Like, I don't know. No, but I got fist bumped.
Hand job? Fist me?
Fist me? Hand job? Jerk on my dick?
Yeah. Double?
Yeah. Grab my dick?
Grab my dick on?
Sorry. Okay. All right. Anyway, he fist bumped me 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I was just down.
Oh, I bet.
You know, I just.
That just sucks all the energy out of you.
Dude, I was defeated. You know?
Yeah.
And then, like a phoenix.
You hulked up?
From the ashes. I came back. I rose.
Strong.
And on day four, he must have saw that I was defeated.
Yeah.
You know? Or like, I got to give this guy another try.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did, dude. He went and gave me one of like the, came out.
All came at you.
Like this.
So you knew.
And I thought, fucking bro, dude.
You're like, I'm going
to. I'm back. And I just, like I said, a phoenix from the ashes. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. You dove into it.
I made that noise. I made that noise with my mouth.
Oh, locked up.
We locked.
Like a talon grabbing a fucking.
Oh, yeah. My eyes were crazy. Yeah.
That you scare a black guy. I don't know. You scared a black guy.
Thing.
Yeah.
But locked, bang.
Yeah, bro.
We bumped.
Yeah.
You know, and smacking back. Smack,
boom.
Yep. We shouldered, smack backs. Yep. And then and then we broke off, jerked our hands
did
off.
The jerky thing.
Slided. Came off hot.
Unlocked.
And then we looked at each other and nodded.
And then just walked.
No.
Oh, okay.
We continued to talk.
You talked about it.
No. We continued to talk, and I said, "Man, how cool was that? I actually did it." And he was like, "Man, I really don't want to talk about this."
And I, yeah, it's ruining the moment.
He said, "We're going to go back to fist moment." I said, "No, man, I had it." And then he started to walk away. I was like, "Hold on, man, come back here." And it ended.
And he kept walking. He kept walking.
Yeah, none of that stuff was true. But this part,
yeah,
was cool. But then,
did you scream, "I'm back"?
Yeah. Well, like a phoenix.
I'm back like a phoenix.
Yeah. But then we talk for a minute, and he's like, "Yeah, dog, you feel me? Yeah, you like whatever." You know, he's talking, and we doubled up on it. He came back at me with it, and then we went all through it again.
Intro, outro,
boom, 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 and went out. But I'm back,
baby.
You're
back.
I'm back in black.
Got that redemption. Eesh. Eesh. Got a little AC/DC.
Yeah, I'm back in black.
Back in the black, man.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cookout, here I come. I can smell that BBQ.
You are redeemed.
I thought, what a redemption story.
Young Whitey.
You know, what a redemption story.
No kidding.
Came from the fucking bottom.
Oh, you were down and out, dude.
Came from the bottom. Now I'm here. You know,
3 days out.
Oh, I was 3 days low.
Oh, man. I mean, one more day and that's your fate.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm out.
You don't get another chance.
I ain't.
He took you to the limit.
He did. He pushed me. Yeah. But that's what I thought was cool because he knew.
Yeah.
He knew, I thought, you know, and he really pushed me to my lowest point.
As a white guy.
As a white guy.
Yeah.
Like my lowest point of coolness.
Yeah.
And then,
he
really like brought me back up and like kind of molded me back up.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but you feel I felt a little more coolness from you today.
Dude, you don't even have to tell me. I know already.
Yeah. You were glowing a little bit more than usual. A little bit more.
You can stop talking, dude. I already knew.
I know you know, but I just wanted to acknowledge it.
All right. I mean, I appreciate that part.
I just want to acknowledge it. Because I'm a little jealous.
I know you.
I'm just a little jealous.
The only reason I ever tell these stories is just to rub it in your face.
Yeah, because I don't have that opportunity.
Mm-mm, no, you just don't.
You know?
Mm-mm, no. I take
it. I did have an old man give me a wink and a snap and a gun.
A black? Old black?
Nope.
Just a regular?
Just a regular old white dried up cracker.
Like a saltine?
And I don't even know why I did it.
Why he did it?
Yeah. It was just
something?
Just out of the blue. I mean, I hope I wasn't wearing, like, he's probably like, "Oh, you stabbed that shirt."
Was your dick out or?
Nothing. I was just walking by.
You got a swagger though.
I got that. They're probably like, he's close to joining the club.
He's limping with a hump.
Yeah.
His hunch out.
He's coming up. He's one of our rookies.
He's almost rookie season.
That's right.
I'm
going to recruit him.
He's got drafted first round, boy. He's coming.
I'm going, dude. He could tell. Mm-hmm. He could just tell.
That's got to be. Yeah, that's got to be it. That's not nearly as cool, but
it's not. It's not. And not as cool at all. So you were talking about awkward, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you just, yeah. Yeah.
And this is something I saw. It didn't happen to me, but
a friend. Yeah. Whatever.
No. I've been sick. Y'all, just let you know.
Yeah. You were down and out. You can still kind of hear it a little bit.
Yeah. I still got a little infection. Mm-hmm. So I was at the doctor's. I was at the clinic, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't open in for like another half an hour after I got there, so I was just sitting like in a chair.
Yeah, just chilling, you know, just waiting.
And I'm at a pharmacy, and there's a clinic there. Anyway, so this guy, the delivery guy, brings up like stuff to the pharmacy, and he drops it off, right? And he's leaving. He's like, "Hey, see you later," whatever. And he walks up, and he almost runs into this woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Hey, been a long time." He goes, "Yeah." And right away I knew.
He don't know her.
He don't know her.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is worse.
So I'm just sitting there like, let's see how this unfolds, right?
How is he going to play this game?
Yeah. Here's the interesting part, because I'm usually that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I don't remember shit.
Yeah, you're taking pointers. You're like,
I'm just like, how's he going to handle it, uh-huh, right? And I know she's going to come at him hard with facts, and he doesn't understand none of
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's a woman, right? And so he's like, "Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah." And she's like, "Oh, man, how long has it been?"
Oh.
And he's like,
See, that's,
you know,
classic woman move.
I know. And he goes, "It's just, I don't know. It's been a long time, right?" Okay.
Right.
He's playing it, right?
Okay.
And she's like, "Yeah, my, you know," she names her kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "So-and-so is 10 now, so it's got to be like, what, 9 years since we've seen each other?"
It's got to be like 10 years and nine months.
Yeah. And and he goes, "Oh, that's awesome, yeah." And he just goes, "Sorry, I'm just not, he's like, I can't picture where I know you're from, right? And I thought,
oh, he brought it up. I was like, dude, that's a ball.
I know. I was like,
move.
Oh, so I was sitting up a little more.
Yeah. That time, right?
And she's like, "You married from Fruth?"
Well, yeah,
we're in.
Fruth. I mean,
I'm thinking, I'm like, that's where we're at
from right now.
And he's like, "Okay." And she's like, "From Spencer?" It's like a different town.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And he's like, "Yeah, yeah. I was having a hard time placing, you know, whatever." Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people. Yeah. He's gotta play that.
You know, he was just like, I kind of maybe, right? Mm-hmm. But she starts talking to him like they're just catching up now. She's telling him about it, her kids. And,
oh, he still doesn't know.
And he's just like, he's going, "I got shit to do."
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got this package.
But she's going, "Oh, man, it's been so nice to see you." And he did go, "Yeah, yeah. You know what? You look good."
Okay, that's nice.
You know, he's just that's trying to nice. Be nice, right?
That's nice.
And so she's going,
"Did she look good, though?"
No, no.
Well, now he's a lying asshole.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know what she looked like before. Maybe she was
a
disaster before. But
mm-hmm.
She just keeps on, like, talking about her kids, talking about her mom, talking about where she lived and worked in this time frame, you know. And he was just like edging, like,
oh yeah, dude, there's nothing worse.
Just like, okay, yeah, good to see you, but I'm working, you know.
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay, and she's like, "All right, it's so good to see you." And he's walking away. "It's so good to see you," you know.
Yeah. Just yelling.
And like, you know, he's going, "I don't know what fucking this bitch is."
Yeah, what the?
But she was just like happy to know somebody, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So I thought the awkwardness was over. Right?
Me too.
Because it was awkward for him then, right?
Yeah.
Now it gets awkward for her.
Oh, no. Why?
Different scenario.
What?
She's standing in front of the, she's like standing there by the clinic door, right?
Yeah.
This lady walks by who's like a nurse, I guess, there, and she opens the door to go in, but they're still not open yet, right?
Yeah.
This lady starts following her in.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, honey, we're not open until 9:30. And that lady, and then the girl goes, I work here. And that lady went, you do? She's like, yeah, I'm actually working here today. I'm from a different clinic, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, all right, I guess come in.
I guess. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
And you went, I work here too.
I work here too, so I get free shit.
I get free morphine shit and drugs.
But then when I actually did get in, that girl was the one that was checking me in, and she didn't know shit. I thought she made that up because she didn't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
It took me 15 minutes to get checked in. Then, I'll tell you this whole story.
Please.
I don't know if I've been to the doctor recently or like a clinic.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
No.
Because I get in and I tell them what's wrong. And they're like, okay. And then the nurse lady's like, the one that let the girl in. She's like, getting all my information, getting my height and weight and all that stuff.
Mm.
Asked me what's going on. And I was like, okay. I said, yeah, I've been sick and I got this stuff going on. I was like, I had COVID like 2 months ago.
Mm.
And she's like, oh, you know, you should have good antibodies and all that stuff. And I was like, okay. I said, I didn't take another test, but I didn't know if you guys wanted.
Yeah. To take, just like, you know.
And, because I just heard them say like, yeah, there's a rise in COVID cases this week. So we got to make sure everybody wears masks and all that stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm like, well, all right. So I said, I didn't know if you guys wanted to, do a COVID test or not. And she goes, you want one? And I was like, Do I need one?
Yeah, it's.
She's like, well, you can either get one or like wait till the doctor comes in, and I was like, well, all right, we'll just wait, right?
Yeah.
So she leaves, and then the doctor, lady, nurse, whatever they are, comes back in, and we go through the whole thing again, and
of course,
and I was like, so I didn't know if I should get a COVID test or not. She goes, you want one? And I go, do I need one? She's like, what's up to you? And I was like, you're the doctor.
Yeah.
Do I need one? She's like, well, I mean, if you want to take one at home, that'd be all right. I'm like, I'll just do that. Right.
Yeah.
So she's like, all right, I'm gonna give you some antibiotics. You want some steroids? And I go,
you're the doctor.
I go, do I need steroids? And she goes, well, do you want them? And I went, well, I don't like the pills. They make me feel weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I was like, but I'll take a shot. I was like, it's a different type of steroid they give you in the shot.
Yeah.
And I was like, that always makes me feel better. And she's like, all right, we'll give you a shot. And I was like, okay.
And you went, do I need Percocet?
Well, yeah. She goes, then she goes, hey, you want some Flonase? And I went, do I need Flonase? And she's like, I'll just put it on here. And I was like, all right. So yeah,
that's the best doctor ever.
I was thinking like,
they just have a list that just says like, do you want Tramadol?
That's what I said. I was like, if I get to pick what medicine I get.
Yeah, I need to give me some motherfucking Tramadol.
I'll take some Tramadol. That makes my sinuses feel
good. Oh, it makes me feel like the best.
I can have whatever.
Yeah.
I can have COVID.
I don't even care.
You can give me COVID and Tramadol.
Yeah,
and
give me a shot of COVID.
Guess who's winning?
Yeah.
The Tramadol.
Guess what?
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's good doctors,
man. I mean, it's just like, I was so baffled.
That's pretty cool.
Do you want some?
Like, do you want it?
I'm like, I could Google all this shit you're telling me here for one thing.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was a sinus infection and like a chest like cold. And I was like, just give me the shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, let's start out with that awkward story, but
okay.
Yeah. Anywho, that's it. That's all I had.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you just real quickly about this.
Please do.
I was driving to work and you know, it's dark.
Yeah.
But
everybody knows he leaves early.
Yeah, but I'm driving and it's a 55.
Oh yeah. 55.
I'm driving and I look over and I see a baby fox.
Oh, they're cute.
On the side of the road.
Yeah. Man. Live?
A lot.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're a lot cuter then.
Oh yeah. 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 Way cuter. But you know, it's really dark. So I see it and I have to like double take over.
Right.
Cause I thought, is that a dog? Is that
a dog or yeah.
What is it? And I look and I'm like, oh, it's a fox. And I, in my head, I went, look how cute.
Right.
Foom, foom.
Oh no.
And I thought,
did you hit the fox?
Oh boy. Well, I can still see the baby fox.
You orphaned a fox.
I can still see it.
You orphaned a fox.
But I didn't know what I hit.
Okay, yeah. It could have been a turtle.
Okay. Till I was driving home.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's an adult fox. Yeah, yeah,
there was an adult fox. There was an adult fox.
Was there a baby fox crying on the side of the road beside it?
You know, the turns out the fox says.
Yeah, that's what the fox says. It's a
that was blood and
everything,
shit.
Everything's both. Squirting out of it.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, but I wish I had a camera on my face.
Me too.
Because I was driving. I was like,
Yeah. The range of emotion.
Oh, no. Just so quick.
Yeah. The range of emotion.
Oh, yeah. So quick. But I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Like, you know, when you hit something like that, your first instinct is to, like, check your mirrors to see what you hit, right?
Yeah, but so dark, I couldn't.
But in the daytime, though, it's like, when you hit something, and, like, you either see something, like, you're, like, flying away, flipping away, you know, or rolling down the street.
Yeah.
Or you don't see anything. And then you start thinking, like, is it stuck in my car?
Is it under there?
Is there going to be a dead fox in my wheel well that I have to fish out later?
Yeah.
Because then it becomes like a nuisance, not just sad.
Yeah, because like if you just like, leave it there.
Yeah,
man.
At first you're like, then you're like, God damn, I can't do it when I get to work. I got to wait until after work, and then it's going to be hot and stinky.
Yeah, 97 degrees outside.
And it's just going to be a bad situation.
Well, one time, I was walking out to my car and I saw something hanging under there. And I was like, I thought it was a stick.
Right.
And I reached down like this and it was a frog leg. I jumped.
Yeah, frogs are stupid.
Because I dead centered it.
Yeah.
I guess. And it just jumped up and it was still all hanging there.
Oh, yeah.
A whole crispy frog.
Yeah.
Out there,
hell
bro.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Frog's stupid.
Yeah. Frog's stupid. All right.
Okay.
Is that enough for today?
I hope
that
so.
That was good. I had fun.
Anyway, thanks for stopping back by the Randomness Podcast. You guys know that we just do stupid shit here.
Yeah, we love it.
We love it.
If you guys like it or not.
You guys love it. Apparently.
All 30 of you love it.
Yeah. So tell your friends. If you're not subscribed, make sure you do subscribe to the podcast. It does help out. Hit the like button and share and do all that stuff.
Do all of it.
Even if you don't like it, just do it for fun.
Yeah.
Do it as a lark.
I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
But you won't do it.
I bet you won't.
I dare you guys to get us up to 500 subscribers.
Dude,
I dare you.
Triple dog dare you, bro.
It's like the cool thing to not do.
I don't even care to do it. That's how much it's cool.
He doesn't care. Less than I don't care.
Dude, I did it.
More or less.
I did it, and I'm cool as fuck.
I unsubscribed. I was
did
like,
you?
Well, I was trying to like join the crowd. You know,
that was some of the ones we lost.
Yeah, that was me. Most of them was me. Mm-hmm. I have 4 accounts, and I took them all off.
Yeah, that's cool.
Only so I can put them back on later and feel good about it.
I have 270 accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
So that's cool. Make sure you follow us on all social media, and we'll see you next week. Later.
Later.